Good morning. It's Saturday, May 30th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a legal battle over one of America's premier arts institutions has taken a dramatic turn. A federal judge in Washington ordered President Donald Trump's name removed from the Kennedy Center, ruling that the venue cannot be renamed without approval from Congress. The decision also blocks plans to temporarily close the center for major renovations. Judge Christopher Cooper said Congress originally named the institution after President John F. Kennedy, and only Congress can change that designation. Trump criticized the ruling and pledged to work with lawmakers on the issue, while Kennedy Center officials said they will appeal. For now, the venue's original name is set to be restored as the dispute moves to higher courts. Another news. Questions surrounding the Jeffrey Epstein investigation remain a major issue in Washington. Former U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi appeared before the House Oversight Committee on Friday to defend her handling of documents released under the Epstein Files Transparency Act. Bondi said the Justice Department reviewed nearly 3 million pages and complied with all legal requirements during her tenure. Republicans on the committee are examining whether more records can be released, while Democrats accused Bondi of avoiding key questions and refusing to discuss conversations with President Trump. Epstein survivor Maria Farmer also criticized Bondi's record. The investigation continues as lawmakers push for greater transparency and accountability in one of the country's most closely watched criminal cases around the world. The United States says it remains committed to its allies in Asia despite ongoing global conflicts. Speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue Security Summit in Singapore, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth rejected suggestions that the Iran war has distracted Washington from the Indo-Pacific region. He said the U.S. can meet global obligations while maintaining a strong military presence in Asia. Hegseth also urged regional partners to increase defense spending, suggesting a target of 3.5% of GDP. He praised countries that have expanded military cooperation with Washington while warning against reliance on U.S. resources alone. His comments come amid concerns about China's growing military capabilities and questions over future U.S. arms deliveries to regional partners. Another news. Diplomatic discussions are intensifying around one of the world's most important shipping routes. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, said he held talks with Oman about the future administration of the Strait of Hormuz, a strategic waterway through which a significant share of global oil and gas exports passes. The talks followed sharp warnings from President Donald Trump, who said the strait must remain open to international traffic and opposed any tolling system. Iran maintains that management of the passage should be decided jointly by Tehran and Muscat under international law. The waterway has been heavily disrupted since fighting erupted in February, raising energy prices worldwide. Negotiations over its future could have major implications for global trade and regional stability. Another news. Efforts to preserve a fragile ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon are underway, even as violence escalates on the ground. Military officials from both countries met at the Pentagon on Friday as part of U.S.-mediated talks aimed at reinforcing a truce first announced in April. At the same time, Israeli forces expanded operations in southern Lebanon, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying troops had crossed the Litani River and advanced deeper into the region. Lebanese officials are demanding an end to Israeli attacks, while Hezbollah has criticized the negotiations. The humanitarian toll is mounting, with UNICEF reporting dozens of children killed or injured in recent days. Whether diplomacy can outpace the fighting remains one of the region's most urgent questions. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.